Welcome to Fueled by Grace. We're glad you could join us today. Now here's Mark Shiver.
Welcome to Fueled by Grace. So glad that you're here and listening, and I believe we're going to have a good time together today. Just to give you an update, I am close to not having to go back to the Duke Wound Clinic. Some fine folks over there, but they've done a good job, and by the grace of God, his healing power is manifesting, and I don't believe I'll have to go back there. Maybe one more time, maybe not. I'm believing not any more trips there, but no offense to them, but I don't want to go back. So I'm thankful for all the help they've given me and for God's healing power. I'm also at a place where I'm going to be going to physical therapy starting in a week. And if you'll pray for me, I need to be able to walk without a walker. I need to get my balance, my mobility back. And so I appreciate your prayers. Go back and listen to an episode of Fueled by Grace called Sustained. Let you know how much I appreciate your prayers and how they have sustained me throughout this whole process, several years. And we pray for one another. We help sustain one another. And so if you need encouragement in that area, go back and listen to that episode. Excuse me for drinking. Still need a little water. Getting better, but still have the dry mouth right now. Believe that's going to be something that goes away real soon. I believe that the Word of God will encourage us today as we talk about Proverbs 18:21. Voice activated. I got that phrase from listening to Andrew Womack, and I believe Proverbs 18:21 is a good example of the concept of something being voice activated, because it says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. New Living Translation says those who talk a lot will reap its consequences. I think there's a whole other sermon in there about talking a lot. But anyway, I want to encourage you today to look at what you're saying. Are you speaking life over your own life? Are you speaking life over the lives of those around you, your family, your friends? Or are you speaking negatively? I remember Brian Tracy, a great sales trainer. Years ago when I was in sales, I was listening to one of his presentations. He talked about Lee Trevino having the flu and people encouraging him, "You better not play. You might lose." And Trevino said, "What? I better play. I might win. There's a guy fighting the flu, and yet he says he better play because he might win." It's so easy for us to be negative and to have that attitude. I might lose. You know, I know people that when their favorite sports team gets behind a little bit, they say, "Well, we're losing. We're going to lose. You know, we don't have a chance." And that's not faith in a good outcome. That's believing that something bad is going to happen. And Brian Tracy says, "You better play. You might win." That's what Lee Trevino said anyway. And Brian Tracy goes on to talk about something I think is just so practical and real. And this might hit home and might step on your toes a little bit, but talks about people every year. "Well, it's allergy season. I'm going to get my allergies. Better go to Walgreens, get my medicine, my spray, my Afrin, my Claritin. Well, flu season, I'm going to get the flu. You know, I get the flu every year this time." And what we're doing is we're prophesying. We're speaking in faith that these negative things are going to happen to us. That's not good. And yet we're doing that. All of us do it. We talk about it's flu season. I'm going to get the flu. Man, don't do that. You're speaking that into your life. And you might say, "Well, that's silly, Mark." But no, it's not. The Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus himself said that. And he was talking in terms of, you know, good and bad, I think, at that particular juncture. But you believe you're going to get sick, there's a good chance you're going to get sick. And when that belief comes flying out of your mouth, you've just doubled the chances. What if you said, it's flu season, and this year I'm not getting the flu. I refuse to get the flu. I refuse to get allergies. I'm not going to sneeze and carry on this year. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. You see, Revelation chapter 5 is very powerful. I want you to read it if you will. Close your eyes and think about it. Here's the angel that took John into heaven, showed him around, and he said, there's a person on a throne that has a scroll in his right hand. And nobody is worthy to open the scroll and read it. And John said, I wept with disappointment because nobody was worthy. And the angel told him, don't cry. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered. And he's worthy to open, to take the scroll and open it and read it. And John said, I looked and saw a lamb on his wounds once had caused his death. Man, that's powerful. And that should be what regulates what comes out of our mouth. Well, Mark, what do you mean by that? If we're going to give honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we're going to think about that scene and the wounds that are on him that once caused his death. And I believe the scars that he received when he was beaten, I believe they're there also. And so, by those scars, by those stripes, we are healed. And so for us to go around saying, well, I'm going to get flu, I'm going to get allergies, it does dishonor to the king himself. When we call ourselves just old sinners saved by grace, we're dishonoring Jesus. He's got wounds that caused his death. And the honor and glory that come out of the mouths of the angels and the creatures in heaven and all over under the sea and on the earth, when he takes that scroll, read about it. It's amazing. They're all crying, worthy are you, for you were slaughtered for us. You were slain for us. Jesus was slain for you and me. He's made us a kingdom of priests, it says. In that passage, not a kingdom of old sinners saved by grace. He made us a kingdom of priests, saints of our God. And it says that in Romans 6 and other areas in Romans that we died with him, we were buried with him, we rose with him, we're ascended with him. And we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Hallelujah. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Praise God. Paul says that he became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. How many times a day do you call yourself the righteousness of God in Christ? Ever? I mean, folks, what we say, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Are you speaking life? Are you saying, worthy are you, Lamb of God? You could walk from your bedroom to your garage or whatever and just lift your hands and say, worthy are you, Lamb of God? Worthy are you, Lamb of God? I'm not going to let unworthy things come out of my mouth. Because you've made me the righteousness of God in Christ. You've made me a part of a kingdom of priests. Praise God. Let's stop choosing death to come out of our mouth. Let's stop choosing negativity. What you say, oftentimes you're having faith for. May as well be something good. It may as well be something based on the word of God. It may as well be something that brings honor to Jesus and to the gospel that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us anymore. That's the gospel. He loves us. He cares for us. His son died for us, the Lamb of God, who still has wounds on his body that once caused his death. Wow. Folks, think about that today. Think about what you say. Think about what you're activating with your voice. Are you activating good things? Are you having faith for good things? Or are you activating negative things? Are you giving strength and faith to having the flu every year? Don't do that. Make this year be different. I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And I don't get the flu every year. Praise God. I'm healed, and I worship the Lamb of God who died for me. That's how we should be living our lives as Christians, having faith for good things and speaking those good things, activating with our voice the things of God, the truth of God. By his stripes we're healed. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. And most of all, God loves us very, very much. Thank you for listening. Please concentrate on that scene, Revelation 5. Read it. Read it out loud. Oh, it's so powerful. And begin to just think about what you're saying and change what you're saying. Ask God to help you say good things, and he will. Remember this, folks. God loves you very, very much. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening today to Fueled by Grace. And remember this, God loves you.